The study done by the UW Carbone Cancer Center examined a handful of communities that had smoking bans on their books prior to the state law taking effect last July. The center wanted to see if those ordinances affected the number of establishments, liquor licenses, or employment between the years 2005 and 2009. Although there was a small dip in total taverns, the number of bar and restaurant employees increased, says study researcher David Ahrens.
And when you consider that the period that we were looking at was mostly in 2008 and 2009, the fact that there was almost no change in employment is amazing when we consider that to the rest of the economy, which suffered a 10% loss in employment.
Another variable looked at was the number of alcohol licenses. They were stable both before and after smoking bans in Madison, Marshfield, Eau Claire, Fond du Lac, Shorewood, and Verona. Aaron says the study findings showing little economic fallout from smoking bans is consistent with what's happening in other states. As more data from Wisconsin's six-month-old statewide smoking ban becomes available, Aaron says researchers will track it in the next 3 to 5 years. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.